Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Welcome to a bonus episode of Friends with Money. I'm the managing editor of Money, Vanessa Walker. Now, awards. What are they good for? Let me tell you, Money's consumer finance awards do the work for you. They identify the best banks and banking products, life insurance and investments each year. And one of the outstanding winners this year was Generation Life, which won the Investment Bond Provider of the Year. Now, we've got so many questions about it, so we've brought in the CEO, Grant Hackett. Now, please, Grant, think of this as an elevator pitch. What is so good about investment bonds in general?
Yeah, good morning, Vanessa. No, I mean, firstly, it's great to win this award. But, you know, when we talk about investment bonds, the first kind of two or three things that pop to mind is that fantastic tax arbitrage, maximum tax rate of 30%. Often your effective rate for us at Generation Life sits between 12 and 15%. Great for estate planning because you've got binding nominations. So wealthy families, high conflict families, great way to transfer wealth. And the third part, which is another great bonus of the structure, is the fact that it can be credit protected as well. So section 116(2)(d) of the Bankruptcy Act, just in case you want to fall asleep well tonight, they're credit protected. So there's a lot of great benefits for investment bonds to introduce that as part of your whole sort of holistic planning, whether it's estate planning, wealth creation, or saving for a future cost of a young child.
Awesome. Now the nitty gritty. Why is the Generation Life Investment Bond a leader in the field? Like, give us the specifics. Why is it so good?
Yeah, one of the reasons that we've been a leader in the investment bond field is that we've put a lot of investment and innovation into our structure. So investment bonds have been around for a very, very long time. In fact, they predate super. But what makes Generation Life quite a bit different from some of the other providers is that a lot of our investment options, where we've got 69 investment options in total, sit on mandates. In fact, 27 of them sit on mandates, which means we can maximize our after-tax performance and utilize the tax rules. So one of the interesting things about an investment bond at Gen Life is we work on revenue account. And that means you can do something like offset a capital loss against income. So what this really allows you to do is bring down your effective tax rate from that headline rate of 30% down to that 12 to 15%. So it's much more tax effective for a lot of our different investments across most asset classes than what you'd normally receive. And the other attribute that makes us quite unique is the fact that we've built a lot around our estate planning features. So instead of transferring just a lump sum to an individual, you can choose how and when those funds might be vested. And knowing that that's, you know, guarded by the Life Act. We're governed by two key acts, the Life Act and the Tax Act. And that's what gives so many great features and opportunities for people to be able to utilize the investment bond for specific and really unique and sometimes very complex estate planning needs.
Now, who should be thinking about buying into these investment bonds?
Well, I look at there's several different markets for an investment bond. So if you're on a high marginal tax rate, you're a person that can receive a tax arbitrage to help grow your wealth quicker. That's certainly a great market. People that want to look at estate planning, so you sort of getting to the latter years of life and you really want to make sure that, you know, maybe given the disharmony or some of the issues that you might have in the family or some children that you might have had from a previous relationship get looked after, you can do that with absolute certainty. So there's that type of market. And also another market, and I'm also one of these customers, is saving for a future cost. So if you're someone that's, you know, on a high marginal tax rate that wants to save for something like private school fees or a first home deposit for your young children, you can do that tax effectively through the investment bond and know that it's also credit protected at the same time. So, you know, for me, for all of my kids, I've made sure I've invested for all of them and I just attach a monthly savings plan. So it's actually the reason we called ourselves and rebranded ourselves Generation Life, because there is a different solution for every single generation when it comes to an investment bond.
It is certainly the best name in the market, Grant.
Thank you. Thanks, Vanessa.
Now, tell us one thing about investment bonds that even the moderately informed wouldn't know. Surprise us.
Well, I've probably already given away this surprise, but one of the big differences compared to a lot of other legal structures like trust or companies or even your own name or superannuation that's quite different with the investment bond is that, one, we're an after-tax paying product, so you don't have to worry about doing all your tax for this product. So it's really, really important. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing that you don't have to worry about all the administration and the cost around that. And the second part is that we do work on revenue account, which comes with a lot of pluses that a lot of other investment structures don't. And like I said, one of those things is offsetting a capital loss against income. And when you're holding, you know, 30 or 40 stocks in a particular investment, there's always going to be a few losses in there. If you're invested in things like Australian equities, there's a lot of dividend paying stocks. So there's often a lot of income coming into those portfolios. So it really gives you that ability to lower your overall tax rate. In fact, we've got one fund that's just done for the last year to the end of 30 June, just over 12% in terms of its gross return or headline return. But from an after-tax paying point of view, it's done 11.6%. So you can see the small amount of tax that's been paid, and that's regardless of your marginal tax rate. So yeah, there's a few little quirky things about investment bonds that people don't fully appreciate. And the other one is too that it's very, very tax effective inside 10 years, but you maximize your tax benefits after 10 years is probably the last thing I'll touch on just to educate the market a little bit more in terms of the way it all operates.
Good to know. Look, thanks so much, Grant. That's 5 minutes that can change some people's lives. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Vanessa.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.